We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Damn.
Sweet. Let me check a message real quick. Okay.
Oh, he's okay.
I wasn't worried about that. A little extra security measures around here. Just want to make sure that, you know.
That I had my keys?
Yeah. That's what it was.
You know what? Funny story about that is I did. I had them. I had them.
Okay.
I'd laid them on the counter as I was washing my hands and forgot to get them.
Dude, you would be surprised how many people lose wallets, forget wallets. I saw a guy. It was so hot in Charlotte. His wallet melted together. Because the temperature of it being outside plus his ass temperature.
Oh, my God.
Melted his wallet together. Yep.
Huh.
Because that's where I saw a lot of people commenting, oh, I lose my wallet all the time. Like, and yours used to fall out. It would just fall out on the floor.
Well, I don't put it in my back pocket anymore. I think any man or women, and I'm sure some of you have wallets you wear in your back pocket.
Billfolds, they call them.
What's up, Asheville? But it's not good for your back. Either if you're going to, you need to switch butt cheeks. You got to go off to the side. I was usually a righty because I do everything with my right hand. I wipe. I write.
You had an exploding wallet.
Yeah, I did.
It's like a filing cabinet under half of your ass.
Yeah. So I would ask you not to put a wallet in your back pocket. Did you play the theme song?
Oh,
I do apologize because I've about freaked out. If I'd got in the purgatory area where once you're in there, you're in there if you don't have a key, I would have been so S out of L. That's what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like out of loafers.
I could say look, though.
That side or the other side? Because nobody's going to hear
this
you
side.
Right here.
I know. Even those people on that side go to this side. It's the preferred side.
Is really it? Is. I feel like Paige would have figured it out at some point to come get you.
I would have.
Well, I appreciate you.
And I would have locked her out.
And then the Fat Boy Show.
It would have been the Fat Boy Show. It would have been worse than music.
Survival of the biggest.
You think a 93-minute rock block's long. Wait till you hear the one I give you.
Wow.
It would be a three-hour rock block.
Wow.
No, you'd call it like the rock loaf or something. The 93 foot long.
Oh.
Yeah, fatty, you want to play Anthrax for 3 hours, you fat schlump?
I thought you were going to go to a different word there for
wow.
a second. I was like, don't compliment yourself so much.
You need to kick this sucker off.
Kick
Please,
it off.
By all means.
All right, well, you got a guy going through a car wash. He likes to prank his dad. Likes to prank him too much, I think. So, what's the best way to prank him in a car wash? Unsuspecting dad's looking at the bubbles. He's looking at the colors. And then his ass-aged son rolls the window down.
Motherfucker! Roll this damn window, you bitch! Man, what the fuck wrong with you? I knew you were gonna do some motherfucking
like it's your damn day.
Roll this MF back up.
Okay, so that, I mean, so there's, again, I like this going back and forth thing because I can't see that, but I can visualize that. And I can also tell it's authentic. There's this, you've seen them, and they're funny. I'm not calling
roll this mother
bourgeois on their gimmick, but like, you know, the grandpa who acts a little senile at like a big box.
Oh yeah,
work. Dun, 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 dun. You know, he's doing it on purpose.
Same guy that goes to Home Depot and asks about caulk.
Same guy that was farting in his grandma's oxygen tank. Like, I think it's all a ruse. But it's funny, though. I mean, that's fine. That's real, though. But so the car was not filling up completely, but just...
He gets his window about halfway down before he starts flipping out. Where it says, roll this mother back up.
And he was the driver doing it to his own car to mess with his daddy.
Yep.
What a fool.
What a fool.
Stupid dumb ass age. That's You're going right. to get the inside of your car wet.
Yeah, I did that one time on accident, and God.
Oh, boy, yeah, it
stinks. I left the T-top up.
It was
a regular top. No, it wasn't a T-top. It was a regular top.
Trans Am?
No, it was a damn Ford Expedition.
Oh, you were cool for a minute.
But it was...
Thought you had an IROC.
Can I call you a bitch real quick? Bitch, if I'd had a Trans Am then, I would have had to get this here for place like 20 years ago.
Oh,
if that was the
case. I could see him in like the
no,
it's
regular.
One.
It's a very roll down the window, but I left it down and it rained and it. I had leather seats on the set part, but then the sides had like the plush. If that makes any sense, so the leather got like burnt because it got fixed, but it looked awful. And then the other thing, it stunk.
It warped.
Whoa.
The mildew or whatever. Probably had a little dip juice on it.
No, anyway. I wouldn't think. Probably.
Ew. Dip right. juice on the leather.
You think you... What's your favorite song right now? Is it by Sydney Sweeney? Is it by Luke Bryan? Or is your new favorite song one you maybe never heard before, such as this one by One Hit Wonders, The Dogs, with this song called Your Mama's on Crack Rock?
You can't play anymore because you always cheating.
So that's why your mama's on crack rock.
No, she isn't with your ugly behind.
Ooh, we're gonna tell your mama.
So tell her.
Na, 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 your mama's on crack rock. Your mama's on crack rock.
About a girl who was tricking on the ass. It might be your mama, but don't you laugh. Last night I saw your mama, she was tricking on the block. You know what she was doing? She was tricking for the crack rock.
Oh, you got me. I thought you were gonna say something else.
You got lies.
You got lies.
I like what she said. No, she ain't.
We don't have to play the entire song. I want to give you a little backstory.
Where'd that come from? Because it sounds like good old 80s rap.
It was released in the year 90.
Oh.
1990. And this was by a group called The Dogs with their album Beware of the Dogs.
Oh.
Quite as you can tell, they didn't have AI back then. The group officially disbanded in 1996 when LeBrant Dennis was arrested for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, Tim Wanika Lumpkins, and her friend Marlon Barnes, the linebacker for the University of Miami football team, convicted in double murders in 1998 and sentenced to death in 1999.
Dang.
So the main rapper here, that guy there.
That's dark. That's good.
What, that he killed two people?
Yeah, just this song has such dark.
It had such, like, it's behind the music of Your Mama on Crack Rock.
Your mama on crack.
Yeah, I don't know the names of any of the little kids that are there.
That's amazing.
The ones it says here on Wikipedia, the kids that were singing and dancing in the background are called the Cracked Up Kids, but I'm sure it's just a stage name.
Do you know what I found out? The kids on Kids Bop that tour, they're pulling like six figures a year.
See, somebody told me they were really midgets and they were not really, or little people. They were not really kids.
I think they're bona fide kids.
I know since that one, they were doing the micro, I don't want to say any particular one, but you know, small people wrestlers.
Micro brawlers.
That one guy, they busted him for, he was just walking on his knees the entire time.
Trying to lock up.
He was doing like a dwarf gimmick or something.
This, look, it's hard
I
to
feel like Crack Rock fell flat. I thought that was fun.
What?
I loved it.
That was great.
I'm surprised. Right, I thought, y'all, you know, this is one of those you can't predict. I thought y'all would clown me for that because I'd listen to that song like in my car.
It's going to be in my head all day.
Your mama's on crack.
No, she ain't.
No, she ain't neither.
Oh, wow.
We'll bust you up.
You got lice.
It's kerosene on the head, by the way, for the lice.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to meet people.
Don't light it, though.
The people go on the dating apps. They strike out a lot. So at some point, you got to get back to taking the initiative. Like this guy here. He goes to his local grocery store and hits on the cashier. And his approach is pretty smooth. And I think it worked. I don't know, like, down the road if it worked, but it sounded like she was into it.
He got his foot in the door?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You could write something on the card.
You want me to write something on the card?
Roses are red. If I had to pick, you know I'd choose a big black chick.
That's how you like them, huh?
I'm trying to get suffocated, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You said I'm trying to get suffocated.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put a little heart on there for you.
Oh, my God.
I'll put a little heart on there.
Wow.
That's not his best work. You're going to hear from him later.
Do you know, like, his origin of, like, what city, state that went down in?
No.
Because I feel like that could differ depending on where you're at in this country.
You got to be careful. Plus, yeah. You got to have a look, too.
Yeah.
It's like the funny SNL Tom Brady parody. Like, you know, if you harass your office workers, you must be hot. First rule, be attractive.
I hate that he's so good at everything, except, like, carrying on a normal conversation without sounding like he's a robot halfway through.
He's still ripped. Did you see him pictures?
Yeah.
On his freaking yacht this past weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just must be nice.
Mr. I don't eat strawberries.
I hope he has hemorrhoids. Paige was saying earlier, like 90% of Americans, I hope he's one of
They'd be the hottest ones anybody ever saw.
No, the people's sexiest hemorrhoids issues coming out Monday.
I buy that one. Especially all right. If it was talk green.
One more here. I don't want everyone to always think that I'm like this guy that thinks farts are so funny, but I do. Like, I really do. I think it's something in nature, whatever, where it's just funny.
As much as you do them, I'm sure. You it's have to find humor in them.
That chair is a bum chair.
Okay. Listen. What?
Listen.
That's my butthole. No. It was the chair.
Okay.
Okay, so let me set this up. These people, I don't know the board game. Maybe those listening know. It's one of those little card games, and you take this little hourglass, turn it upside down, and then the person reads the card and says, you got to give me five things that... So they tell this girl, give me five chest pieces, okay? Like the game. Well, this girl says something, and everybody starts laughing so hard, and then it happens.
Name three chest pieces.
Boobs.
Belly.
Chest pieces.
Chest.
The game.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Adams. Sound or smell.
God, that was basic.
Oh, man.
She's trying to laugh with her mouth closed because she doesn't want to taste it.
This is just, it's so telling that things like that make me laugh so hard.
What else would she say, though? Chest pieces.
She said boobs, and then she points and says belly buttons. But like chest pieces, but she was saying chest.
Not chest.
Chest. And then they all, but what I love about, and they're not, like, one of the persons kind of, like, heavier, but the rest of them fit, whatever.
I can tell by the fart, she was a big one.
Well, it's like, there's that moment where everybody's laughing so hard that they stop breathing. Like, there's that.
It's that initial pause.
And then they start slapping the table, and then one of them just rips one. Can I hear it again?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I turn my fat ass around.
Chest. Not chest. Chess.
Chest piece.
Chest.
Name three chest pieces.
Boobs.
Belly.
Chest pieces.
Chest.
The game.
They're dying. They're dead.
Wow.
They're dead. Oh, you hear that? That sounds like a little baby bird.
Well,
when they start laughing and can't breathe.
She's already out of breath before the fart. Because she's...
I don't know. It's the craziest thing how people that do that. I don't know. And then she's like... Sorry.
She's low oxygen.
It's okay.
I know. Some people just... they say it's very telling if someone likes fart humor. I don't know what it's telling of, though, that you have a good sense of humor, like you're still young at heart, or you can laugh at the most, you know.
Grossest thing.
What's gross about it? You know what?
Some farts are gross. Not only do they
some
smell
bad. Some burps are.
Exactly.
Your sneeze the other day stunk.
I don't miss the sour belches at all.
My sneeze stinks.
She'd had jalapenos. Your sneeze stunk.
Jalapenos
made my eyes water.
It did not.
Yeah, boy.
Now let's do some more. I got some more clips. That...
Good, because I got at least I just got seven more I need to put in.
God almighty.
No, I don't have seven more.
I got grocery store Romeo again. Wait till you hear who he's hitting on now.
Okay. Mm. I got one more I'd definitely like to get in. So it's a little bit lengthy, but it's fun. It's also got to do with bathroom humor, but it's also got to do with something very serious, too.
That's good. Send a message, too. That's good.
I'm going to get an email or a voicemail today and say, hey, Matt, I'm on Best Damn Audio, one fart element per. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Not two or three.
Oh. Per week.
Between us, though, I think they're pretty funny, too.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. The best.
The best. Part two.
The best. 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 Damn.
Bam.
Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
Bam.
Damn. And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
That's right. And it is fun. And y'all are really Y'all are really good at providing us with some sounds and audio and stuff have on or you send to us. We appreciate that. One of these, actually, I'm going to name drop here in just a moment. Someone who sent it to me, I want to give them the propers, as the kids say.
Oh, I got a shout out to B1 Kentucky fan on X. What's up?
He hooked you up?
Oh, he sends a lot.
Oh.
I get to pick. I'm like, I like this one.
Nice.
Like this one right here. You heard grocery store Romeo hitting on the cashier.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear this.
Well, that's not it. He doesn't stop there.
No.
Because he goes under the guise now of he's trying to get this lady to sign a card for his girl. But he's really hitting on her in front of her man. He doesn't even suspect it.
Is he one of those like younger guys that does stuff that you're thinking, man, if I was on the other end of that joke, I would whoop his ass?
Probably.
Yeah.
This lady he walks up to is very blessed in the chest, as Paige would say she's not, but she is. Yeah. And that's where it kind of goes from there.
Mega.
He's writing about her. He's getting her to write about her.
He's getting her to write about herself.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
This is fun.
If you could write something on this card.
Let me see.
Roses are red. Broccoli is green. Those are the biggest s*****s I've ever seen.
You want me to write that?
Yeah. I just met this girl.
You shouldn't take them the biggest s*****s I ever seen. You just met them.
They're ginormous.
Yeah, you can tell the truth, ain't you?
I'm just telling the truth.
I like that one.
If that's what you want to put, I guess.
I just call it how I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. She ought to be happy just to get the card.
I'll let you have the card.
You gonna let me have it?
We can go on a date sometime, hopefully.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You can't write the biggest.
I mean, I love that. God, I love that.
You can't write that.
So the guy that's laughing in the background is her man.
That's her man.
Oh,
he's like, I like this one.
I imagine he looks like, and I'm only hearing it. I have not seen it, but I imagine he looks like Esther's husband on TV, Sanford and Son.
He looks like an older Farnsworth Bentley. Like he's dressed real nice, real skinny guy.
That's the grocery store.
He's got his bow tie going on. Yeah.
Oh.
But his woman, you know, is like she's hung in the chest.
Yeah.
And she's wearing like kind of like a skimpy shirt on.
Hung in the chest?
Like heavy hangers.
Endowed or dropping?
She's got some silkies.
Oh.
Like hung in the chest.
T-shirt torpedoes,
hung,
you call them.
Hung is a negative connotation in the chest.
No, it ain't.
Well,
it means that gravity has taken its toll and you've got rocks and socks.
I like hangers.
That is not true.
It don't mean you got like, you know, meat flaps yet, but you know, you got some nice hangers.
Okay.
You know.
The way you do that.
Trying to make it sound
nobody
can be this
like
big.
Talking to someone who's hard of hearing and like when you want to do the symbol for breasts, you're not going to do like a B cup. You're
going to
do
like
Madonna bra.
It's like as big as you can get. Like you wouldn't get through the door with that.
It's like women, you know, women when they talk about dudes, they'll do the pinky. But when guys are talking about it, you know, they're like, out of here, brother.
Like the biggest fish you ever caught.
This is how mine is.
You know, I hate to steal the attention from Paige, but
I don't need any.
We lost a great one here recently. Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about necessarily one over. We lost a lot of great ones here recently. Yeah. But we lost Ozzy. And this is an interview. I cannot find a specific date on this. I even tried to use Google Lens. He could be anywhere from 26 years old to 32 years old. According to the great intelligence out there on the internet.
Dude, that could be a lot because Ozzy did a lot of interviews.
Oh, yeah,
He's got very, like, short hair and very, like, you know, you can tell, like, society still had their hold on
him,
you know.
He's conservative, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then this is where you can see Ozzy coming out a little bit on a TV news show. He was asked this.
If you weren't a rock and roll star, what would you be?
A burglar.
What would you burglarize?
Ladies' underpants.
What was it?
Ladies' underwear.
I love it. And the great thing is, like, she's all mild-mannered, you know, newsy lady. And that even popped her. Like, she loved it. It was great.
He'd be a crotch burglar.
If you weren't a rock and roll star, what would you be?
A burglar.
What would you burglarize?
Ladies' underpants.
Underpants. If you said panties, it would have, like, mucked it up a little bit, right?
Underpants.
Plus
I said muck, by the way.
He would have to sing it, too.
I ain't got no panties on.
I ain't got no panties on.
This is every dad driving on every vacation this summer.
Hmm.
So we'll check in with that
sunburned left arm.
Exactly, which I got that too because I was looking in the mirror like they are definitely not the same color.
Dad tan.
Yeah. Not only is this every dad driving any car on the family vacation this summer, this is also the perfect amount of road rage to have at somebody.
Because somebody wanted to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Somebody's going the speed limit, so I don't know why the road rage kicked in, but it definitely kicked in.
I want to hear it.
Let's check in with old angry dad.
Well, here we go again. Stupid fucking cocksucking duplicate mother f***er of the f***ing day. Oh, nope. We can't do the f***ing speed limit. Oh, no. No, instead we got to be a f***ing r***er. Mother f***ing cocksucking duplicate dumpster piece of f***ing s***.
Oh, they go past him.
A blind f***ing hill or a curve every f***ing time.
Kind of
so that's it. Like the kid is videoing dad?
Yep. And oh it kind of gives you Griswold type vibes.
Grisman. Dude, I know. Right? Yeah. I was going, holy blank, happy Hanukkah.
So dad may just, does he snap when he becomes another individual when he's under?
He must lose it because, you know, it's like when Clark says, hey, kids, look over there, and he flips them off. This dad called somebody a dumpster. I don't know what kind of dumpster he called him.
The one thing, most of the bleeps I knew, but did you bleep bootlicker?
No.
Oh, okay, so it was a butt licker.
I had to bleep the one that goes r. Starts you r.
Yeah.
And right. Whatever the dumpster was, I couldn't figure out.
Oh, yeah. I think it's rum. It sounded like you were saying rum dumpster.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's probably behind a liquor store or something. All right.
The rum dumpster.
Yeah, right. Liquor stores. And it's on fire.
How are you not using that liquor stores?
The rum dumpster?
Go because out to the rum dumpster.
It's kind of appalling to think about.
Who wants you're going to draw shop the wrong at the crowd. Dumpster? Yeah, that's not.
It's like Colonel Morgan.
I'm not rushing to get there.
Well, I mean, it's like that one. There's some businesses that are basically saying, like, you know, these are, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Seconds or damaged furniture.
Oh, you like not hand-me-down, but like...
Yeah, like damaged. Like, no, it's not used. It's like new furniture, but it's like discontinued or it's damaged.
Slightly marred or whatever.
Yeah, I see the advertising, but they're very like obvious and yeah, don't expect much in the name. It kind of gives it away. But rum dumpster, I feel...
You had me at that.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. This right here, and I told her I would give her credit for this. Amanda Erin Crocker, she had just left church and wanted to share a message with those that were also maybe leaving church or had went prior to that day. And it's with the caption, "Why do y'all do that? Hashtag Black Church."
Y'all too comfortable blowing up church bathroom for me, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You went all week, all Saturday night, had breakfast, got dressed, and was like, I'm going to say this for church. I'm going to leave my all in the stall. That ain't what the song said. The song said leave your all on the altar. Why do y'all do that? Why do y'all bring that to the house of the Lord? You could have did that at your house. And y'all don't try to spray a courtesy flush or nothing. You just let it minister to you and the people. I didn't want to smell that. I walked by a bathroom last Sunday, and I was like, that can't be human or holy. I said, that's got to be straight from hell. Why do y'all do that?
She said, don't leave your all in the stall.
I agree with her.
That's going to be my mantra the rest of the week or maybe into the fall. Why y'all do that?
Plus, how many of you would allow, you know, Jesus into your house to take a dump if he came back and had to?
That's true. Like, you got to ask yourself, if some dude showed up looking like he's going to a toga party wearing a Birkenstock.
He has olive complexion.
He has olive complexion. He's
got a tool belt on.
Probably got a lamb in his hand or something, you know? And he's like, hello, my brothers and sisters. May I use your toilet?
Now, he didn't knock on the door. He floated through it, but still.
No, on the thing at the jockey lot, it shows him knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah, the big door.
Because it's like, it's that thing like, hey, that homeless person might really be an angel. And I'm like, well, that's not fair, Jesus, because I didn't see the wings, and that's not fair. That's undercover Jesus. Like, I don't think that's...
Undercover Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think that's right to do. Like, yeah. You know, like, pretend to be like, you know...
He didn't have to hide.
No.
Yeah, he was out.
We're pretty sure our boss is Jesus.
What? No, I do.
Like they figured it out.
He's not Jewish.
Like they would on Undercover Boss. We're pretty sure we know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. But no, I meant like if Jesus, like, you know, if he, not when he came back, but if he, like, you know, for blanks and giggles.
I would like to think he would come back to, like, you know, a restaurant first. He would have to eat. Now, what'd they say, thief in the night? You'll never know.
Yeah, but it's going
to
be a...
So it has to be somewhere in 24 hours.
But there's going to be a bunch of trumpets going off, so that'll maybe wake some.
I don't think
horses
his,
and stuff.
I don't think his arrival would be announced, right?
No, but like a thief in the night. So night.
It'd be like at a football game.
Night. Or like, you know, at like 8:44 in the morning.
He would stay Eastern Standard Time. At the Knights Inn. That's what it is. Thief in the night. Stay at the Knights Inn.
Maybe he goes to the hotel. This is getting borderline sacrilege. He's going to the hotel and the hotel manager says, I'm sorry, there's no room at this inn here.
Oh, no.
But I get free rent here. You can stay in my room. So it's been mistranslated. It was not manger, it was manager.
That's what it was.
Okay. He stayed with the manager.
Unless he brings his own comfortable manger to sleep wherever.
Yeah.
Adult Jesus would not sleep in a manger, I wouldn't think.
No. No.
That would be a lot bigger.
He would probably sleep on the floor, actually. He would give up his bed to... You know, you've seen the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Washing feet of everyone.
Jesus has got some cachet now. He's arguably the most famous person ever. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'd probably want to live like it a little bit.
Did you just say easily the most famous person ever?
Honestly, he's probably up there with Trump and whoever the next president's
going to be.
The president of the United States is easily always the most famous person in the world.
Hey, Thunderbolt, watch out for the one that's about to strike him.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I do a little dance to this.
Make a little love.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Shimmy,
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I just shimmied the post. This is on my workout playlist now. And I also decided, if I ever decide to step back into a squared circle, this will be my walkout music.
Ah.
I'll be in the ring. I'll get in the ring right now, and I'm looking around.
Uh-oh. He's looking.
Waiting for the crowd.
A little BLA. Is Zach Wild going to come out with you?
Only for like a major PLE.
You have an entourage like Goldberg?
No, that was too much.
You should get up with J.J. Dillon in there.
Oh, yeah, thank you. At O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, Fatboy is at Fatboy933.
Yeah.
If you have audio you want to send us. Also, thank you to P1 Kentucky Fan. I say it on the show, and it's not as a way to, like, excuse myself. I don't get on Twitter all that often. But Fatboy showed me a bunch of stuff. I'll go in there and like it later if you would like. But yeah. I saw it. That's funny as hell.
It's the Wild West. X really is.
I'm waiting here for you. So, I'm going to tell you a funny story. Who was it you were supposed to say happy birthday to? You told me to remind you, and now I don't. Was that earlier, or is it now? Or is that tomorrow?
What was the kid's name? I'm so bad about this. I had it written down, too.
If it's on that...
God dang it.
If it's on that piece of paper that you handed me earlier, is that the name?
Gone. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the... No, that's not it. I gave you the wrong one. I threw it away.
Oh, okay.
If you got a birthday today and you're a kid...
Oh, man. Trust me. People don't forgive that stuff.
Plus, we know it's for you anyway. It's not for the kid.
You see what your daddy did.
The kid don't know me, but you know me.
There were years where... My daughter, her birthday present was getting to come on the radio on her birthday.
I remember going to her school because I went to her school.
You went with me on her first day of school ever.
Saw some old teachers. That was a little awkward when people were looking at us walking in. Like,
well, it was, but it was also awkward that at that point we just walked in. You know what I mean?
We had a Comrex on and just walking around.
Yeah, like all kind of equipment walking in there and sitting there.
I would dare say your daughter was taken aback a little bit.
You know,
what are you doing here, weirdos?
She loved it. She loved it. I mean, not in a like, ooh, but like she thought that was the coolest thing ever. And plus I have all those photos, and I don't have any video, but like the photos of us kneeled down by her little desk with the microphone.
That's cute.
See, if you're a member of my family, you're going to eventually like have to do a bit on the show. I mean, it just happens. And, you know, my daddy did the music reviews. Hey Baby did. My mom did Super Bowl commercial reviews and
Entertainment Tonight with Mary.
All those.
This morning, whatever we called it.
This mid-morning with Mary.
That's where Diddy was supposed to say ass load of rats.
Yes, and he said a bad word. You sure it's not Jessica? I would say it's Jessica. Unless that was the thing. Oh, no, that was about the well. You were like, what was that kid's name that fell in the well?
I couldn't remember what it was.
That's my handwriting, too, isn't it?
Jessica.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, so that's not.
Remember. Oh,
if you had a birthday today, kid.
Yeah,
happy birthday, kid.
Happy birthday.
Whoever you are.
I don't want to play the song for you because it's a little vulgar, you being a kid.
No, yeah, no. I didn't think you were going to do that.
This is your song?
No, you know the birthday song.
I love it.
Well, it's a kid. I can't play for a kid. It's got cussing.
Yeah, happy birthday. Blank you. Know.
Plus, the shout out is really for the parent. We know how that works.
Martha?
Come on. Like, if I walk up to your kid's not going to know me.
Yeah.
You'll know me. But the kid won't.
That's my name.
Well, it's kind of odd if I walk up to your kid and say, you got a birthday today?
You want some candy, little kid?
No,
I'm creepy, y'all.
I know. Why are you turning me into a members only jacket wearing a swing sniffer?
That's a shot at me. I tried my hardest to bring those back years ago. Me and Fatboy used to go to Goodwills and crap after the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking for things to flip and have fun and do all that. And
relics.
I went there and there was like five members only jackets in 2X, which was then my size.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought all of them. I had like a cream colored one, a black one, a gray one, a burgundy one for Gamecocks games, and then some kind of 90s like blue green looking thing. Mm. And I was like, this is a haul right here, but I'm not selling them. I want to wear these and I'm bringing them back. And I started wearing
them.
Got brought back.
There's only two people to wear them. That's why. You got your swing sniffers to wear them, and the guy at the end of Sopranos that killed Tony.
Oh, man.
Those are the only people to wear
them. They were great jackets. They had the
Were they really, though? They had this weird thing across the top.
I don't know what the strap on top was for.
Plus, you had, weren't they fitted cuff sleeves or whatever?
Yeah. They were a little poofy.
Yeah, I think the government put those out so you know, the chomos, as they call them in prison, could self-identify.
Or like a big eagle could come down and put the talons right there in those tassels and just lift you up. They wouldn't get me, though.
I mean, that came with, like, you know, witness protection assignments. You get a members only jacket and a fake mustache.
Oh, so let me tell you real quick. This is a shout out. And it's not a promotional shout out.
Oh,
I won't say the business name just because I don't want anybody to assume anything or whatever. But had a little plumbing issue at the farm. And, you know, they always say when you have plumbing issues, you better call somebody.
Well, just took a big dump?
No. It was involving human beings. And so I call, and I'm getting talking to the young lady on the phone. And I don't want to say the name of the company because I don't want people downstairs to think I got something. I don't want listeners to think I got something. But so she's like, okay, can I get an email address to send you the receipt? And I didn't want to go mattman@odyssey.com because it seems like, oh.
Look at that.
So I was like, okay, you ready? She's like, yeah. I said, okay. OHMAFFEW@gmail.com. And she's like, okay. He's like,
he can't spell.
She's like, that, and she repeated. I said, yeah, it's, I felt the need to explain it. I was like, it's O Matthew. It's, and she's like, are you Matt Man?
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, yes, I am. And they didn't take none off the bill.
Oh, no. Man, like, damn it.
She made me name drop myself. And still.
You expect that, though?
Yes, when they say that, when you get recognized like that, you're like, okay, here comes the perk.
Yeah.
Just like we walked in the restaurant that day, and the guy is like, he nodded. He's like, I got you.
So much more than I do.
He gave us, 10% off, and then Matt had to pay the bill. He bought lunch that day.
I don't get anything comped.
I decided, well, that was, we went somewhere for years where they wouldn't take our money. They would not take our money.
Your money's not good here.
And I tried. I'd sneak up behind the manager. I'd unzip his pants and slide a 20 in there. He'd pop it out, shake
That's
my hand, and
did.
Slide it back to
That's
me.
That's why it never works for me.
And then the day I decide to go treat everyone is the day the manager's not there and the assistant manager doesn't know we got the gimmick discount.
Oh, my God.
Plus, you know, if we go somewhere for free.
I know he knocked off 10%.
Yeah, that was nice.
We closed one place down. I don't want to say where it was.
We ruined their business, literally.
Don't say where it is at all. It's been tough year for that place.
Yeah. But if you let us in, not so much now because, you know, back in the day, though, there was more of us. And we were
you know what? Let's say this. Let's turn this rainbow or this frown upside down. If they had stayed open and continued to give us free food, I would be dead right now.
No, you
legit
wouldn't.
Question.
I really think I'd be dead.
Did they fully furnish the one party that year, the birthday party? Because that was a lot.
I don't want to say where it is, but they did.
I don't know if any of them exist anymore.
I don't think so.
The owner-operator loved us, and I still love him. I saw him 2 or 3 months ago. And
On a boat.
He was just such a generous bird. I mean, just like overly generous. And he heard me talking about, again, back to my daughter, having her fifth or sixth birthday party.
That's a great story.
And I was like, you know, this is when Matt was like, you know, every other weekend, dad and free living and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, I just realized that her mom is doing the cake and all this stuff. I got to get the food. The dude calls me and says, we'll cater it for you. And I'm like, I don't want to say where it is, but he said, like, how many people? I said, well, you know what? We got like 40 RSVPs, but, you know, sometimes I'd count up to 50. Fat Boy will tell you. 350 hamburger sliders. 350.
So many.
350.
And they were good, too,
they
man.
They were great.
The guy?
I ate them for like 2 weeks.
The cooks in the kitchen hated you that day, but that's okay.
Oh, no. No, they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
I feel like they're trying to go out of business at that point. Like, hey, we'll hook it up.
He wanted to just change jobs.
I don't want to say where it was.
I don't even.
Well, it's a good thing. People on the podcast won't have a clue, but it's fine.
That's funny.
It's but I mean, you know, look. Cheeseburger in paradise. What was the name of the show? Someone's asking on the text. What was the name of the show Hulk Hogan was on?
Hulk Hogan?
The TV show right before he came back to WCW.
It wasn't Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Oh. The name of that restaurant was Thunder in Paradise. Yeah. Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Heinz 57,
your French fried potatoes. Tomato.
God dang it.
Potatoes.
Always screw it
up. Tomatoes.
Rapid fried pizza.
And a pencil thin mustache like Andy Devine. Oh, good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.